Good evening. You're listening to Going for Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. That's Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network, as if you didn't know that already, on the planet. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. In a few minutes, I will give you some phone numbers, one for the USA, one for Canada, to call in tonight. Remember, we have an uninterrupted hour of me talking tonight. Unfortunately, we don't have a guest. We're going to talk about change, all kinds of changes. So I would love to have some calls tonight. Your changes, how you handle them. How do you create change? Or do you just let change create your life? Who's in control? Inside influences, internal influences, outside influences, sometimes things that slap us in the face. How do you handle change? Do you have to decide about change? Or do you just jump into it with a thought and boom, it's done? And then create the change. And what if it doesn't produce the results that you want? Then what? Then what do you do? Creates another change, right? So let's talk about change tonight. Those phone numbers are, for the U.S., 1-877-270-8714, 1-877-270-8714. That's if you live in the U.S. I would love to do a little mini reading tonight or talk about your changes in your life. Canada, I'm still waiting for that first Canadian call. 1-888-288-4494. I invite you to call in anytime and as often as you want to share the next hour with me. Like I said, we don't have a guest tonight, so it's just me. And I get lonesome, and frankly, I get a little bored sometimes. But I do have a list of things that I want to talk about tonight when it comes to change. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, just in case you just tuned in with us on bbsradio.com. Thank you for being with us. And as you can see by looking around the BBS website, we have several changes going on. I'm told that we have a store now, although I have not gone in and looked around yet. I have to do that, to say nothing of the other wonderful shows that are here. And we're getting some really cool guests. Have you noticed that? Really neat people coming on to share their expertise and their time with us, the various hosts and hostesses that you tune into. Let's look at the reasons for change and why I'm so caught up in this right now. Indulge me. Please, it is my show after all that I like to share with you. The 23rd of September brought in the autumn change. And for some of you across the nation, you're actually finally beginning to feel it in at least your night air, if not your daytime air. Gosh, here in Central Texas, we've even had some 80s and down to a 76. Of course, we're still hitting the 90s in the daytime. But change is in the air, and that creates a different kind of energy. Change is such a wonderful gift. Now, I know you Libras out there are going, I don't like change. But, sweethearts, the only thing that's constant is change. I know. That's an odd statement, and I don't know who said it originally, but boy, is that true. The only constant is change. We're going to look at the numbers, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and see how they affect the energy of change and see how you can notice those rhythms, the numerical rhythms in your life. And maybe even use the numerical rhythms in some way to help you walk through your changes. Now, I know some of you are really excited about the changes going on. School has started. Parents are happy school has started for one reason. Kids are happy for another, maybe. Maybe you've moved this summer and you're still getting settled in and you're looking at the changes you've had to make. Maybe you've have need of a different kind of wardrobe or living circumstances, and maybe they're challenging, and maybe it was a divorce or the death of a loved one that constituted your change. So sometimes changes are difficult. Other times they're very exciting, and I would hope that even the difficult changes that you will find some reason for joy in the change, knowing that, man, this is, sounds kind of trite, I guess, but every door that closes, another one can open if you will allow it to, and we get another opportunity to create in our life what we want and need in our life, and maybe guide ourselves to a different, down a different path, a more rewarding and a more giving path, if we will allow that to happen. And we have to take that first step. So we're going to start with the number one. One is the first root number. It is the first point of manifestation. All of the aces in the tarot deck are considered to be the number one of the tarot deck. They're cards of offerings and considered to be of great power. The aces offer new direction and new beginnings. Now, that's the number one, because an ace is a one-time, not necessarily a one-time only in your lifetime opportunity, but it is an opportunity, a one opportunity to go forward and do new things for yourself, maybe for the others that you love. That would be wonderful. The number three, this is the relationship between any two things or ideas that gives energy to a new creation, usually encompassing the original two. It's like a man and a woman make a baby. You and an idea make a business. You and a need make a change. The accomplishments of two people, such as a business or a child, can be that example. The number three suggests that, but does not insist on, cooperation between people. I read for a lot of people who make changes in their lives out of necessity or pressure, not because they necessarily want to. Makes a big difference. So, but when you have any kind of cooperation, any kind of support, you have a second energy assisting you. And, you know, as an adult with two kids, I had to move home with my parents one time. I thought that was awful at the time until I realized how much my children and my and the grandparents were enjoying each other. So it's we have our reasons for doing things. The universe is always on track, whether we like it or not. The number five represents change. It's the main number of change. It's often in the form of a conflict or something that creates a struggle. The stability of the number four is broken because the four is the foundation number, that which you build on. So the stability of that number is broken, and we've added something to it. It's like having a cracked egg and we stick a knife in it. It's something's added to it. There's adversity, strife, upheaval, and disruption all around us with the number five. It may sound difficult, but remember that good will come out of these challenges. Anytime we have a change, it is a challenge. And yes, we can cry our way through it or we can laugh our way through it, but it is nonetheless a challenge. It's also an opportunity. Even though we may not see it as an opportunity, even though we may fight it tooth and nail, it is still an opportunity. Even though we may feel like we're under somebody's thumb, like we have no control over our lives, changes can make us stronger. You know the old saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Even if we feel like we're in prison, or perhaps we are in prison of some sort, that is still an opportunity for change for us and for those around us. Those are the numbers themselves. We're going on to seven. This closes the initial cycle of manifestation that the number five created. The number seven suggests a shift in number one viewpoint to the most introspective search and new beginning. It can also see that which is hidden or subtle, contemplation, revelation, new perspective, a plateau of some sort, a spiritual energy. It's sensual, it's feminine, are great words to identify that number seven. Let's think about that for a minute. Contemplation, revelation, new perspective. Just gave you a speech about new perspectives, a plateau, because sometimes we do feel like we're being stuck. We feel like I'm backed in a corner and I can't control it. our mind helps us get past that. Maybe there's something we need to see in the corner. Spiritual energy, sensual and feminine are great words to identify this number. The number 7 has always had the reputation of being the most spiritual of all numbers. And some of that is religiously based, 7 days in a week and all that sort of thing. But the number 7 is also 3 and 4 and 5 and 2, and all of those have an element of change. The number 8, this is the number of new energy and a new cycle of beginning. If you turn it over on its side and you lay it down, it becomes the symbol for infinity. It speaks of continual growth and receiving positive karma. It's a gentle transition, and it is a form of evolution rather than a signal of sharp changes. It's an evolution. The 8 goes with the death card when the death card is in reverse. That's transition. You don't feel your change. It doesn't have a kick you in the face kind of effect on you. Progress, rejuvenation, and justice are great key words for the number 8. And, you know, people look at the loop that it makes when number 8 is sitting on its side, and it is a sign of the infinity, and they say, how do we get out of that? What if we're looped into something we don't want to be looped in? What if we get caught in that tiny little thing that makes a bubble or an O on either side of that tiny little cinched waist-looking thing? How do we get out of it? And if you're laying down, how do you stand up? That's what growth is all about. You want to have a sense of infinity in your life, in that you want your life to continue. That doesn't mean it has to continue in a negative way. Using your brain, using asking for help, forgetting pride and ego, and asking for help, accepting help when it's offered, and recognizing what your strengths and weaknesses are. And I'm going to say something that you're probably going to shake your head and say, yeah, right. Sometimes our weaknesses are our strengths, because we can look at ourselves and say, I can't do that. Then that may make us angry enough or frustrated enough to find a way to do it. Sometimes we have to recognize our own sense of self-restriction. Sometimes we have to recognize truly our shortcomings. Sometimes we have to know we're not going to be a concert pianist, but that doesn't mean we can't learn how to play the piano. So sometimes being able to say, I can't do it, will make us angry enough or upset enough, frustrated, determined enough, dedicated, focused enough to get it done, whatever it is. And as we do that, a lot of times somebody else will notice our struggle and they'll be there to help us. That's how you get out of that infinity loop, if you need to get out of it, or if you think you need to get out of it. I applaud those people that seemingly are caught up in a loop that find a way to bust out. Some people call those the underdogs. Some call them heroes. Okay, the number 10. Your cycle is complete. The energies of all numbers have been lived and knowledge has been gained from the experiences. 10 also represents groups, communities, and families. Words of description can be final manifestation and completion. And that's what we strive for when we create a change in our lives, or when we're forced or allow a change in our lives. Sometimes we, you know, moving 2 blocks is a major change, but we've completed that particular cycle once we've unpacked all the boxes and we're settled in that house. Then we start the other cycles of living out of that house. Simple explanation, or example, rather. Okay, for those of you that live in the U.S., I would like you to call number 1-877-270-8714 to call in for a reading or conversation this evening. We do have, 45 minutes more of uninterrupted hour. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. I love that number. I don't know why. It just rolls off so nicely. 1-888-288-4494. 4494. That's Canada. It's a new number for Canada, last month or so. Call in 1-877-270-8714. U.S. folks out there, I would love to hear from anyone tonight. I like company. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Let's look at some of those questions just in case you decide to call in this evening. How do you create change in your life? What do you pay attention to? Influences from the inside of you, spirit, or the outside? How do you handle change? Are you one of those astrology signs that change is just an absolute necessity for you? Or like an Aquarian who, or a Libran rather, who change is scary. They'll do it, but it's scary. How do you decide? Do you have to decide to create, or do you just jump in with a thought and go about doing whatever needs to be done to make things happen? What if it doesn't produce the results that you've hoped for? What if you take that job and it's not what it was presented to be? What if you move to that town and the advertisement was less than spectacular? How does change affect you? This is Elaine Ireland with Going Global for Spirit. We're going to look at some tarot cards that have to do with change in a minute. I'm flipping through the book that I've finished but editing. So if it sounds like I'm reading at some point, I probably am. So just bear with me. I read some of the numerical meanings a moment ago. Keep in mind that any of the aces, the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Swords, they're all offers. And that gives you opportunity for change. Sometimes, even when the card is in reverse, the offer may simply come from an unexpected source, or it may be the item or the opportunity that is offered is totally unexpected and certainly not what you had thought would happen. When that happens, you have to step back and say, gosh, or I would invite you to step back and say, my goodness, somebody thinks enough of me and my talents and my abilities and my ethics and all that other stuff to trust me to do whatever they've offered. Now, that doesn't go along with wedding proposals, although that's a nice thing to think about. Excuse me. We have major ragweed in Central Texas these days, and I'm afraid that some of it has found its way into my throat, so please forgive me if I sound a little garbly tonight. The Hermit card is, its general meaning is intelligence of will or complete inspiration. Now, sometimes change, we are inspired to change. I'm changing rooms again. Oh, I know. You folks are sick and tired of hearing me talk about changing my house. But I had what was called an office/pantry off the kitchen. I finally, after many years, separated my reading room and my office. But to do that, I had to create a pantry. Well, I've found another way to switch things around because I finally got a massage table, and I'm going to be doing some healing work, which I've done off and on, but I've never had a table to put my clients on. So I'm going to be doing some energy work, and I'm excited about it. So I'm moving everything out of this room, and I'm going to paint it. And the only thing that's going to be in this sunny room is the massage table and my reading table and a bookshelf. I'm so excited about that. And then in another part of the house will be the pantry. Not as easy to get to as it was. And my office, but it's a little larger room, so it'll be a little, I can at least have elbow space in there. But in the meantime, the inspiration for this move was the purchase of the massage table. So Mr. Hermit here is showing me the light. He's showing me opportunity. He stands strong and tall. He provides the light on our path. And I can only hope that the energy work that I do for other people will indeed benefit them in a way that is good for them. I know it will benefit me because I'll learn through spirit more about myself and my abilities for every client that I help. He has a gray robe as a reminder of his vast wisdom and knowledge. Yes, I'm reading now. He's the father of all esoteric studies. Although his specialty is the ancient knowledge found in the tarot cards, he provides the light on the path as he shares all ancient knowledge without doubt, without question, to those who ask him for it. He will never push or pull you to learn anything that you're not ready for or cannot teach to someone else as you travel down your chosen spiritual path. That's an important sentence. We're given knowledge to share. We're given abilities to share, like that wonderful piano player. We're given things, we earn things, and it's our responsibility to share it with others, to bring others up on the path. He's your guide. This card also encourages the study of whatever organized religion the Quarant is interested in, as well as metaphysical subjects. He carries the number 9, the 9 of completion. That is the number of the card, the number 9. Yet, there's always a new beginning at every ending. Every plateau of change opens the door for more change. The card tells us that the Quarant is about to start on another part of their spiritual journey. This time they will go forward to search for self-knowledge. It may be a harder, darker time for them because it is on a deeper, more challenging level. When we take on the absolute knowledge that we're walking down a path or a new level of our path, I've been doing this since I was a kid, and I'm in my 60s, and I still take a deep breath and get scared sometimes. Where is this going to lead me? Am I leaving ability behind? Am I gathering more icing on the cake? What am I doing? And where am I going? And what plateau will I land on that will demand my attention and demand more of me to work with the public with? I always think that when I realize that change is afoot, just like it is now. Should this card come up in reverse, the Quarant needs to be paying attention to the opportunity of religion or spiritual learning, getting their attention, in other words. I've had this card show up in reverse for a man about to enter the priesthood, but was struggling with the final decision towards commitment. It tells us that the Quarant has the gift of wisdom. I've also had this card show up for people who are leaving an organized religion, such as a priest or a nun, and that's a whole new path for them. It doesn't say that they're walking away from their belief system. It just says that they're walking away from how they express that belief and the responsibilities of an organized religion. So the Hermit card is there for every step, every new step that we need to look at. And he's the number 9. Now see, it's interesting that the real change cards are the 9 and above in the major arcanas. The Death card, talk about change. He's imaginative intelligence. Those are two big words, imaginative intelligence. They, imagination and intelligence, you would think maybe they're a contradiction, but they're not. They go hand in hand. We need our imagination. Intelligence gives us an imagination, but I've also seen profoundly retarded people whose intelligence level was extremely low have wonderful, wonderful imaginations. They're artists, they're musicians, whatever. And so for the Death card to be there, it expresses constant change, except when the Death card is in an upright position, it means major changes, sometimes unexpected, like a physical death, although for my reading purposes, the Death card rarely in 50-plus years of reading for the public rarely has come up for an actual death. But it does come up for a death of circumstances, situations, marriages, businesses, getting a divorce, getting married, opening a business, closing a business, changing your residence, anything that is life-altering, unexpected, will show up in an upright position. Now, it can also talk about the completion of a health challenge. A friend of mine told me Sunday he's cancer clear. So the Death card may show up for that, not because he's going to die of cancer, but because he's done. And he's probably done for another 7 years before we think it'll show up again. So this plateau is finished, the plateau of him having to go to treatment and live a particular style of life. He's done with that. Certainly he'll have to continue to do some of those things, but he's cancer clear. We look at the symbol on the cards. For those of you that are not familiar with the cards, the death card, it looks like a skeleton in a suit of armor, dressed in black, riding a gray, well, in this case, riding a white horse. And the horse has one hoof up like it's in motion, but calm. And in front of and on the ground are men, women, and children, and even what looks like might be a bishop with his hands in prayer form. Behind and to the right on the card are the Twin Towers of Wisdom, and the setting sun is there going down. Now, the skeleton holds in his hand a black flag with the white rose of peace on it, which is also a symbol of change. As we look at the symbols on the card, which are mostly gray and white and black with a little bit of yellowish color on it and some blue or green on the grounds, blues are spiritual, greens are healing, yellow is active energy. So, and I believe that the color black has gotten way too bad of a deal, and I look at the color black as being, after all, it is all of the colors together. So it's an example of we've tried everything at least once, or most everything that we needed to try in this circumstance. The gray horse or white horse, gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. White is, of course, purity. So good intents here. The rider is in the form of a skeleton in armor. He's riding directly into a crowd of humans with a religious figure seemingly begging for mercy. The message that death has is that death waits for no one. No one. His flag has the white rose of peace on it as a reminder that there's always peace to be had, even in the most difficult of situations. Don't miss the sun that's rising. Oh, okay, rising between the Ten Towers in the background. That's right, I apologize. I had forgotten that this card is, the sun is rising, not setting. This card often pairs itself with a tower card. And remember, you've got two towers on this card. When the message is that of completion or the cleaning out of our lives, we've truly gotten rid of, not still in the process of, gotten rid of that which is not good for us, or that which we finally recognize as not being a positive energy for us. Whether we like it or not, we all need to be ready for new beginnings, renewals, new opportunities in our lives. Keywords could be renewal, rebirth, transformation, and imagination, even with the card in an upright position. Absolutely, if it's in reverse, it's opportunity and transformation. As a reader, this card rarely comes up as a physical death, but I told you that a while ago. But that doesn't mean that it won't in yours. If you're studying the tarot, and excuse me, and it does come up, you need to watch the patterns. Because as you discuss the reading with your quarant, you may say, being new at this, I'm not sure whether this is expressing a physical death, could even be of an animal, or a human, or if it's the death of a situation. And 9 times out of 10, that quarant will explain to you what's going on. I've just moved. My mom died. I buried my collie yesterday. They'll give you some sense of direction on it, and then perhaps expect some information about that situation. But you can remember how this card shows itself and for what situation, so that you'll get a better sense in the future how to express it. Plus, the other cards around the death card will give you an indication of how it's being expressed. And pretty soon, your own psychic ability, you'll look at it and you'll know instantly. So it's a matter of practice as well. There are many forms of death and renewals. we've been over this, I think, relationships, business ventures, moving, location, that sort of thing. Even season. Please keep in mind when interpreting this card, number 13, which this card is, adds up to 4. So this could be the beginning of a wonderful, stable time. Because remember, you build on the number 4. You know, you build on the 4 corners of strength. So this adds up to 4. So keep that in mind. Always be as diplomatic as you possibly can. And don't be afraid to ask questions when the death card comes up. If you're one of those readers that thinks that's not cricket, I really encourage you, if you're not going to discuss any other card, when this card comes up and the Tower card come up, those two cards disturb people the most. Flat out scare some Quarants. So it is worthy towards their peace of mind to discuss the death card. And quite frankly, sometimes people will talk to a stranger, if you're a stranger, about something and feel better about what they've said or expressed. It's easier for them to talk to a stranger than it is to their own therapist. And which, by the way, if you feel someone is in need of a therapist, by all means suggest that, ask if they're in the process of doing that or process of looking for. And if they say no, then may I suggest that you do at least find a group or someone in particular. Plant the seed so that they will perhaps help themselves. Now we have the Tower card. For those of you that are not familiar with the cards yet, it has a black background. It has a gray tower with windows in it, with fire coming out of the windows. It looks like an awesome card. People go, oh, my God, what is that? And the gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. It has a crown being popped off the top of it by an arrow, a crooked arrow, which looks like lightning. And those symbols come from, or the crooked arrow comes from the Ten of Pentacles, which is the Kabbalah card or the family card. And the crown chakra represents, the crown represents your crown chakra, that which you learn and you express your energy out of the strongest, your crown chakra. And when your crown chakra is truly open, you don't need to be here on planet Earth. You could be off doing something else. Around it has little yellow-looking leaves falling on both sides, and those are called heos, which is another word for God. So in spite of all the dramatic changes going on, everything is in order, and you have protection. It shows a male on one side, a female on the other, coming head down first, being kicked out. They're gone. They're done. This is number 16. It is the 16th card, which adds up to 7, and that's one of our change cards, one of our change numbers. Very, very spiritual. Its general meaning is active and exciting intelligence. Yes, it is. And its color is even scarlet, a shade of red. And red for me has always been a kick in the butt color. Let's go. Let's get this done. Let's do it now. I don't look at red as being an angry, negatively passionate color. It's passionate, but it's positively passionate. It's let's go. Let's get it done. Let's find a way. So with the Tower card, when the Tower card comes up, I always look at people and I ask, what are you getting rid of? Sometimes they take it like I'm joking with them, and that's okay. And they'll laugh and they'll say, oh, my God, I just filed for divorce. I just moved. I just cleaned out the kitchen cabinets. And I jokingly tell people, this is a card of change. When it's in an upright position, I encourage you to do something in your household to signify change. Go clean out a kitchen drawer. Go clean out a closet. Doesn't have to be dramatic. Simple little things like that will work. If a desk drawer at work, reorganize something. It's very symbolic of organizing and setting the seed for bigger organizations in your life. those projects that need to be organized. Okay. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. We're talking about changes tonight, and I would love for you to call in USA 1-877-270-8714, Canada 1-888-288-4494. Still waiting for that first Canadian call. I so want to hear that lovely Canadian voice. I jokingly said that one night on another show. And a lady from India called, who was living in Canada, not on this show, but I had a radio show on another channel, and that's when that happened. We just laughed about that for weeks. But Canada, 1-888-288-4494, and USA, 1-877-270-8714. Would love to hear your voice this evening. Be glad to do a mini reading for you and talk to you about changes, how you create change, or does change create you? Good question, huh? Do we create change, or does change create us? I think a little bit of both, but let me have your opinion. Back to the tower card. Between the black background and the figures being tossed out of the tower, this is a scary card, or can be. I've talked about most of what I've written about here, but the gray tower tells us that there's wisdom and knowledge to be learned, like it or not, which is a lot of times what change does to us. The heos around the tower tell us that we have godly protection. We have universal protection, even though it feels scary at the moment or tense. It may not mean that we'll always land on our feet. May not always feel like we'll land on our feet, but we will. Is someone there?
Yes, it's been California.
All right. Someone from California. This is Elaine. Welcome.
Hello, Elaine. This is Vince.
Who? I'm sorry, who?
Vince, V-I-N-C-E.
Hi, Vince. Welcome. What can I help you with this evening?
I'm dealing with a lot of spiritual growth and a lot of heavy international business matters right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of business people that I'm working with and associates having a real tough time. I was wondering if the cards could tell us anything that maybe our guides or angels or anybody's trying to tell us.
First of all, there are four core people that you need to be working with between, I'd say, the middle of August to the end of this year, maybe even into the middle of January. I only hear one foreign accent. The others seem to be, and I know you said international, but the others seem to be, you being the fifth, American. They all have a dialect sound to their voice, but American. Major changes coming in, especially in October. You've got two closures of a positive nature happening in October. And what I see is, remember the old-fashioned seals, the pretty red seals that people would use in the past, and they put their pretty insignias in them.
Yes.
Hot wax there, okay, in the back of a stamp, on the back of an envelope. I see that imagery coming down on the bottom of a contract with $2 signs. So something in October is happening. Now, I don't get that image very often, but when I do, there's usually somebody's name that sounds like a royal name. Let's, for example, in England, there is a Townsend in the royal house. You would look to a country you were doing business with and see what kind of royalty, and of course they don't have to be crowned royalty. We look at the Kennedys, or some people did here in America, as being America's royalty. So whatever royalty means to you, and that with $2 marks being set in wax, that's pretty major completion time for you. Who's Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Jeremy.
I don't know a Jeremy.
Hang on to that name.
Okay.
It may not be a person. It could be the name of a company. And it can be a last name as well as a first name.
Jeremy.
You have a lot of protection. You've done some really nice things this lifetime. You have a lot of protection around you. A lot. And that protection tends to carry over but does not interfere with other people's karma that are around you. So you're bringing a lot of positive energy into almost everything that you step into, I'd say for the next 18 months. You almost can't make a mistake. You can trip and you can slow yourself down, but not make a mistake. So I'd say go for it. Whatever you've got planned, go. The difficulties that you're seeing right now, the slowdowns that you're seeing right now, are temporary. Absolutely temporary. By the end of January, 1st of February, you'll be looking back on this and saying, my gosh, why was I so worried? So move forward with your plans. Don't let other people's fears slow you down. And don't be doing too much second guessing. It's okay to second research, but not second guess. There's a big difference.
Do they show me traveling soon?
Not before late October, 1st of November.
Okay.
Have you already booked reservations? I see tickets in your hand.
No, I haven't. I'm hoping
that occurs. I see tickets in your hand, so you may have one short something before you have a major trip.
Okay. On my own spiritual growth and preparation, what is suggested?
You're constantly moving. Remember I told you you had a lot of positive protection around you right now? It's like you're in a bubble, and you bring that with you. And what's happening is that you're at a point in time in your life where you're being given more permission to make your own decisions. And I know people out there are going to fight with me about that, because some people believe in absolute destiny and every thought is already predestined and we react on that. I think that's our willpower getting to the predestined points that we need to get to. You are in a time and frame right now where your spiritual guides and angels, if you want to call them that, although angels never interfere with us, they're allowing you more movement and more growth than you've ever had before, because now the growth and understanding that you get, you are prepared to teach others. This is the third time in your life, this lifetime, that you've been in this position. So you're growing every day. But if you'll notice, when you talk to almost everybody you talk to, you're sharing an opinion, you're sharing an experience. You might even be talking about spiritual growth, maybe about religion, even how their attitudes towards life. That's all your way of teaching what you're learning. And the more you do that, the more you're allowed to grow, and the more you're encouraged to do it by spirit. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very, very well.
Okay, good. Teach, teach, teach. Share, share, share. Call it whatever you want to, but pass on the information. Pass on the experiences. Good for
you. Okay, very well. Thank you very much.
I started to say good luck with your ventures, but you really don't need luck. They're already laid out. What you need is patience.
Patience?
Patience.
Okay.
You're not patient then, are you, Ben?
One of my favorite words.
Patience. If nothing else, get a cat and name it Patience. That way, when you correct the cat and you say Patience, you'll be reminding yourself to be patient.
All righty, very well. Thank you. It's very helpful.
Thank you, Vince, for calling in. Will you call in and share with us your outcome somewhere down the line? I'd love to hear from you.
I definitely will.
Thank you very much for calling in. You have a great evening.
You too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Vince from California. Thank you very much for listening in and for calling in. Still not a Canadian call. I want a Canadian call. Been asking Spirit for a Canadian call. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. I appreciate your being out there. Looking forward to hearing from Vince someday and hearing the outcome of his ventures and adventures. We were talking about the Tower card and getting rid of those things that we don't need. That's what the Tower card is all about, because it does show male and a female image being tossed out, and that's symbolic of getting rid of the things that we don't need or the people that have been negative in our lives. And I know that can sound kind of cruel, But at the same time, if not getting rid of, then setting boundaries so that there are limits to the access that you allow other people to have of your time and your energy, that sort of thing. Don't let people suck you dry. Sometimes we need to rid ourselves of those that are holding us back. And this is a major statement of the Tower card. It's getting rid of that which is not good for us. Now, I've also had this card come up for people that are trying to get rid of us. And that's a real shock when you tell a Quarant, oh my, did someone just evict you? Or is your partner doing you wrong business-wise? What's going on here? And again, you will be able to tell by the other cards that are around it, whether it's business or personal, you'll be able to tell and be able to discuss it with them. And sometimes they don't know. So like the Death card, you have to be diplomatic and as kind as you can be so that they can at least think about it and set themselves up to defend themselves. Okay. I even used to go about once every other year, the first week in January, since that seems to be the time that people do things like making changes and promises to ourselves. I'd go through old telephone books. I'd go buy a new telephone book, you know, a little desk-sized thing before everybody would put everything on computers. And I would go through my phone book, and if I hadn't heard from somebody, I would call them. And if I didn't hear back from them, they went in the new book and pencil. And if I, 6 months or a year later, if I hadn't heard from them, I didn't put them in the next book. But then I'm one that keeps my old phone books. I never throw phone books, calendars, or spiral notebooks away. I've got probably 25 years of them. Not quite sure why, but I do know that I've needed to dig through some of that stuff to find somebody's old address or something. So, but that's my way of doing things. That's my way of eliminating things that are taking up room in my space. Okay, the Moon card. It 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, adds up to 9. The Moon card shows the Twin Towers of Wisdom on it. And it is a Pisces card, which is very spiritual and very, very psychic card. It has the moon cut up in three pieces. It has a little sliver off to the right and up, and that represents your super subconscious. It shows an androgynous profile of with closed eyes of a human, and that's your subconscious. And then it has this wider space that represents your consciousness. And off of the moon is falling the little heots, the Twin Towers of Wisdom. You have the what are called the Hounds of Hell or Jackals that protect your path, and it shows this little lobster-looking guy coming out of the water and getting ready to walk the path, and you think, okay, how can a lobster walk and not die? Well, if you'll look at the card, for those of you that are not familiar with the card, and even for those of you that are, look at the card and see how it's broken up. The path is narrow and it's crooked. And you have a lot of yellow right next to the water being spiritual, and a lot of yellow, which is good energy. And then further down the path, up into what looks like hills, it will change depending on your card, the maker of your card. It could be green, which is new growth and healing. It could be, again, a different shade of blue, which is deeper spiritual knowledge. It could be brown, which is getting into the logical part of one's life. So this card can mean going from spiritual, active energy, and then into the area that they need to heal or to look at, all with the protection of the hounds here. Now, sometimes those figures are not hounds. I've seen them as horses. I've seen them as teddy bears. It's just a matter of what that the maker of that card is trying to tell you, the symbol that they are trying to get you to pay attention to. But they're coming out of the water, and obviously they're going to have to make changes to survive. So if they're coming out of a spiritual situation, we never leave our spiritual situations ever, ever, ever. Sometimes we feel like our guides and our angels have abandoned us, but they never do. If you could see everybody and every energy that is in your room with you right this minute, you would be amazed at how much protection and love and support you have. I don't care if you're homeless. It's still there. You're learning the lessons that you need to learn, but they are there to protect you until it's time to go. So, I know people make decisions that get themselves in trouble, but the protection is still there. But back to the moon card. As you're going down this path, you're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to become an air breather in this situation. Since this lobster probably was born and raised in the water, well, suddenly they're going to have to learn how to breathe air. You're going to have to learn how to change and how to adapt to your circumstances. But you have protection. You have the Twin Towers of Wisdom. You have the leafy little things that represent the heos, which represent godly energy. And let me say right now, I don't care what religion you are. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it Buddha. You can call it a monk. You can call it a god or a goddess. You can call it a tree branch. I don't care. It's whatever your supreme being is that you do homage to, that you believe in, that you live by the rules of that quote-unquote religion or belief system. So when I say God, put whatever you want to in there. That's your protection. Okay, let me read a little bit about what was channeled when I did this one. The gray twin towers in the background let us know that decisions to be made once the travelers reach the point of accomplishment. In other words, about right at the level of the towers. They will need to decide how to use their newfound wisdom and courage. Notice that the yellow path is elevated into the mountains, telling us that they are indeed moving upward with increased energy. The two jackals at the beginning of the path are both protectors, but because of the subtle dualities of the moon, they could try to get in the way and cause confusion of the soul. Didn't you just hate it when a teacher would look at you and say, well, what do you think? Now, you know better. You know how to do that, don't you? That's kind of what the jackals can do. They ask us all those questions that we think we don't have the answers to when we really do. Another indicator of interference is the crayfish, okay, coming out of the blue water. I call it lobster in this case. Here we have a figure rising out of what should be spiritual energy, but can mean that outside influences could try to divert attention away from the wonderful new path. See, when you're coming out of something that you're familiar with, like breathing water, living in water, it's easy to slide back in when you see a new path and, oh my gosh, I have to breathe air. I'm not a lobster / crayfish. I need to go back to the old familiar thing. So sometimes as we go through changes, those first couple of steps, and those steps can take years. Those first couple of steps can take years to make changes. It can be scary enough that we slide right back in. See, I don't believe we ever slide back truly, spiritually, ever. Our circumstances, we may allow our circumstances to be the same, but we're not the same in those circumstances. Once you make a decision, once you change your pattern of thought, you may stay, let's say, in an abusive situation, for example, a bad job. But once you've made an idea to change, once you've realized you're worth a change, you're not the same in that situation. And typically, it will change around you. That thought. Hi, this is Elaine.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Donna.
Hello. Hi, Donna. This is Elaine. How can Spirit and I help you this evening?
Well, I went to see an attorney today about possible bankruptcy, and it's going to be a really tough sledding. I might lose my house and assets and income and everything. So I was just wondering if you could give me some insight.
You won't lose all of your assets. You need a bulldog of an attorney. You need an attorney that knows how to bend the rules and the laws, but not break them and not get you in trouble. You're with a good attorney, but I don't think that there's enough bulldog there. But you'll know that with your second meeting. There's also financial assistance coming your way within the next 2 weeks, which could very likely help you keep your house, but that is a delayed tactic. But I'd rather see you delay it, put the house on the market. Is the house on the market already?
No, I couldn't get what the mortgage is worth. It's because of the market, it's mortgage more than it's worth.
Okay, what state are you in?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay. The reason I was seeing the delay being a good thing is because if you can delay it, you will get with maybe within 10%, if not all of the mortgage worth. But there needs to be a delay, a better time to sell is what I'm trying to say. So having some financial help and using that time, this is not, I see balloons, so I know this is not going to be as difficult for you as you're feeling it's going to be. And I know bankruptcy is frightening. I watched my parents go through it. It's tough when I was a kid. But you're going to be better off by the end of December financially than you could ever imagine right now today that you will be. The one thing you have to be very careful about, Donna, is that you don't let this get to your health.
Yeah.
I know it's scary, and you carry your stuff in your stomach and behind your heart. So let's see, behind your heart, okay, lungs. So let's not let those be affected by this acid situation. Can you do that?
I'll
work
try.
On that?
It's already affected my husband's physical health, so.
I know. It's tough. I don't want to spout stuff to you because I know this is a very serious situation for you, and my heart goes out to you. But I do know that you're doing the right thing by seeing the attorney. What I would like the two of you to do is have a different attitude about the outcome. That will help preserve your health. And it's not just a matter of letting go and laying down and letting it happen. I'm not saying do that. It's an attitude about the outcome so that you don't carry the stress in your stomach and he doesn't carry it to affect his health. And I know that's hard, but there is a way to do it. You know, meditation is one way, yoga is another. Getting the thoughts straight in your head about, okay, we've done this, we've done this, we've done this, and we have a backup plan. And we have a plan C. If you have a plan B and C, then no matter what happens on any level, you will be able to move forward in a more positive way. You're going to be okay. I don't see you losing your house. And I know that's the one thing you're worried about the most.
Well, I'm worried about it because our 21-year-old lives with us, and also we run a business out of our house.
Yeah.
So if we lose the house, we lose the place for him to live and our business.
Well, actually, the business will survive. The business will survive, and even if you were to lose the house, the business would survive. You will find another way to produce, a place to produce from. But I don't think you're going to lose your house. I don't see boxes by your back door, and to me that means movement.
So how do I handle this spiritually to keep keep myself on a better path so I can assist the best outcome?
You know, you're not going to want to hear this, but you have to have faith. You have to know that.
I'm fine with that. I'm just having trouble with it right now.
I know. I know you are. But in difficult times like this, this is when you need it the most, when it's the hardest. You know what they say about the hardest kids to love are the ones that need it the most? Well,
yeah.
That's when you need faith the most, is when you're in the deepest of your hole, is when you need faith the most. And that's it right now. Whatever your faith is, you are going to come out ahead with this, and in a strange way, because of your difficulties, you're going to come out. 2 years from now, you're going to be in a better shape financially than you've ever been. And I know you're saying, Elaine, you're crazy, but mark it on the calendar. 2 years from August, you will be in the best financial situation you've ever been in. Ever.
I can't believe that. I really can't. I know you can't.
And I have this little spirit sitting over here in the corner going, clapping and going, yay, 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 yay. Yes, she will. So have the faith that that's going to happen because it's already in your destiny. It is a destiny stop for you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. 2 years from now, you are in better shape than you've ever been. And it's because you're going through these difficulties right now. I'm seeing that that's because there's somebody coming to your aid that's going to help you grow out of this, both financially and spiritually. But in order to get that person's attention, you have to go through this.
Okay.
It's like bringing contracts into the household, bringing financial commitments into your business because of this situation. I know. It's kind of twisted. My number is area code 512-922-4723, Donna. You are welcome to call me in the next 2 or 3 days, and I will do an extended reading for you. Free. Are you there? Donna?
Yes.
Okay. It's area code 512-922-4723. And I'm getting signals that I have to sign off, Donna. So give me
a call. Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Please call. I'd love to do that reading for you. Thank you so much. Everybody for listening tonight, thank you for calling in. Vince of California, Donna of Michigan. I appreciate it. And I'm going to have to sign off now. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. That phone number again, area code 512-922-4723. I'd love to talk to you. See you next week. Be happy. Don't forget to share a smile. Bye-bye, folks.